In the Americas, Venezuela's opposition demanded that the government reveal specifics of President Hugo Chavez's condition, criticizing secrecy surrounding the ailing leader's health more than 3 weeks after his cancer surgery in Cuba. Meanwhile, the power struggle within Venezuela is starting to crystallize and intensify, as James Blears reports.
Ramon Guillermo Avalero, who's the executive secretary of the opposition coalition, the Democratic Unity Table, says that full and not partial power must be handed over to Vice President Nicolas Maduro. He says the Constitution states this should be done if the president's out of the country for more than 5 days. Avalero argues it's obvious that Hugo Chavez is not currently in control and appropriate measures must be taken. National Assembly leader Diosdado Cabello, who's going for re-election this Saturday, says the January the 10th inauguration day for Chavez can be extended. He's a political rival of Maduro. Maduro has left Cuba, but Chavez's son-in-law, Jorge Areza, who's Venezuela's science minister, says the president's brother, Adán, is now in Havana. Areza describes the president's condition as stable but delicate. Nothing's been directly heard from President Chavez since his fourth cancer operation more than 3 weeks ago. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.